Welcome to our service this morning. We also welcome those listening online, and we bring greetings to all from the OTEM Partnership of Churches here in Swindon and at Highworth. Our reader this morning is David Leadbeater. One notice is just to say that there is tea and coffee in the hall after our service, so don't forget to go in and have a cup and have a little chat. Right, I'd now light the Christ candle.
Good morning, all of you. Welcome to this service today. This is the service that every year we remember those who have gone before us. We gather to worship God, to feel the comfort of community in all times and in particular difficult times of life, and remember those family members or friends who have died. In particular, we will be mentioning those who have died in the past year, but I am sure you will all also remember those who, whenever, have departed, and you will be able to light a candle for them as well. As a church, our hope is that this service will remind you that you are loved, that you may feel friendship and support as well as hope to face the future. And when you leave, that you can feel the certainty that it was worthwhile. As I said, when we do light the candles, the people who have died in the last year that either Jeff or myself have taken the service will be named and a candle will be lit. And after that's done, we will invite the congregation to come forward, take a candle and have it lit in the memory of that person or those people that are close to your heart. I would invite the first 10 or so to use the glass holders of the candle. They're there so they can be filled with the candle that is lit. And after that, just put them on the table. Let us seek God's blessing in a moment of silence. During the singing of the first hymn, which is from Rejoice and Sing, there are two hymn books there, but this is Rejoice and Sing. All our hymns today are from Rejoice and Sing. It's hymn 104, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. And while we are singing that hymn, I will light the peace candle. And it has been lit for a long time, every Sunday now. But this week, let us add to our prayer the intention that which is trying to create peace with justice in the Middle East does come to be the true solution that is needed for the lives of the people. Let us sing then hymn 104.
Thank you.
you to join in a time of prayer, and we will close this prayer with the words of the Lord's Prayer, which we will say all together. Let us pray. Loving God, we come before you. We want to give thanks, we want to celebrate, we want to be gracious. Today in this service, we remember those who have gone before us. For their life, for the memories we have, for what we learnt from them, and the values that have kept us going. We thank you that life, in its mystery, but also in its variety, is something to treasure. Thank you for creation, in which our life lives daily. And at this time, when we clearly notice the colors of nature changing, the beauty of autumn, even if the dry leaves do keep on falling and filling our porchways. But they are a reminder of that renewal. The trees that will be bare soon, again soon, will be covered in new leaves. We thank you for every opportunity given to us and to your people everywhere to be the better people we can be. It's a difficult world, and we live in difficult times. And yet we are continued to be moved by the simple little things of life. The change, not dramatically, but probably in the small things, the lives for many. Thank you for those who help by being there, by listening, or in the silence of company. We thank you, dear God, that we can gather for worship in freedom, without fear. We thank you, dear God, for those we share life with, family and friends, that means so much to us. And in our prayer, we also recognize our failings, that there are times we do really mess things up. We'd like to be different, but sometimes it gets the better of us, and we can be jealous, or we can be selfish. Or we want things to be our way and only our way. And our words may hurt others, and our silences may make them feel forgotten. Give us the opportunity of change. Give us the opportunity of being forgiven and of forgiving others. Give us the opportunity day by day to renew the ways that should be in life. And as the sun shines day by day, and the night with the stars and the moon day by day, the passage of our life in your hands does not go unnoticed. Because not only do we praise you as God, we praise you that we are your children. And as your children, we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We sing again from Rejoice and sing hymn 552, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.
Morning is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans. We're reading chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. This reading can be found on page 154 of the New Testament. In his letter, Paul is saying to the Romans and telling them of God's love in Jesus Christ. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us. Will he not, with him, also give us everything? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Jesus Christ who died. Yes, who was raised. Who is at the right hand of God. Who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, distress, persecution or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword. As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, or things to come, nor powers, height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ, his Son. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you very much, David. Loving God, as we hear a word written many, many, many years ago, may it become true and real for us today. Amen. In many ways, we are living in times that we really couldn't imagine that they would be happening as they are. Times of extremes that are pushing people to believe that life is either or, one thing or another. That if we choose to live values of empathy and solidarity, this makes us woke. And as you've heard me say many a time, woke has now become an insult, when it really means what the word means, that we are awake, and awake able to see and discern. It seems to be that the true way of living life today seems to be based on success. Again, what is success? And how do you determine success? We live in times where celebrity culture seems to rule. To the envy of many, the influencers have thousands, even millions of followers, and they dictate where to go and eat, what clothes to wear, what way you should look, whatever. There's a celebrity for everything. But please, please make sure that we know what we mean when we say celebrity. I know I'm aging. Not only my bones that tell me that, but it's reality that years back, and not that long ago, a celebrity was somebody you looked up to. Today it's somebody who has lots of followers. This makes everything very confusing. But confusion is not the monopoly of the times we are living in. The reading from today that you've just heard comes from the letter that Paul wrote to the Romans, and it refers to their confusion, to the opposites of the time, and shows them a new reality. This letter was sent to the followers of Jesus living in the capital of the empire, where the emperor was considered God, and anybody who was called God and it was not the emperor was in serious danger. These believers living in the empire were doing their best to determine how to live faithfully. The values of the place they lived in weren't always the values of the kingdom that Jesus had taught them about. So what was the best way to live? And I hope that that is a question we ask ourselves frequently. What is the best way to live in times like the ones we are living? The reading begins with a haunting question. If God is with us, who's against us? Not an easy question. For those times, and not an easy question for us. In those times, it could cost dearly, even one's life. If God is with us, who's against us? And then there is a second question, which opens up a new door. A new door in those days, but over 2,000 years later, very much a new door for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? And given the world as it is today, it would seem that we have quite a lot of possibilities that would fit this picture. Who would separate us from the love of Christ? And if God is with us, who's against us? And this is a dilemma we face day by day. For those who do their best to be followers of Jesus, the response continues to be a source of comfort. And I'm quoting the Bible passage again. In all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And that is the essence. The love we have received and learn about through Jesus in the way of living life. And what follows in that passage is a list, quite a thorough list, that is introduced by neither nor. Neither this nor that. Neither this nor that. They will not separate us from the love of God. And it is on this that I want to focus for a few minutes this morning. Our yearly service, where we particularly remember our loved ones who have died in the last year, but also those that have gone many years back but are not forgotten. And you've probably heard this, what I'm going to say now, but I believe it to be fundamentally true. Each name is a life, a story. And you've often heard me say, and I will say it all my life, each person we remember is remembered basically because of their humanity. And that means to say the great things they had and the not so great things. That's what made them and makes us human. A wonderful collection of stories, of memories, and they walk with us. And whenever I have led a funeral service, I've always said these words. The best thing we can do for somebody we love who has gone before us is to share and pass on the values that made a difference to us, to keep those values alive. Because that is why we remember them. And none or nothing can snatch that from us. Neither death nor life, neither angels or rulers, neither things present or things past, or things to come, neither powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in creation, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. And what's also important to be remembered is that even in our dark times, we can't force God to not love us. And that makes such a difference, because God knows who we are and knows how much we try and what we want to be. These are words to hold on tight to, even when it seems dark. Because I will quote the poet who died not long ago, also the famous singer. And if I quote, some of you will know who I'm quoting. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. That was Leonard Cohen. It's through our cracks the things also happen. Each candle that will be lit is a symbol of the darkness being conquered, even if it is through cracks. We can live in the assurance that neither nor can break the bond of love that keeps us connected to those who have gone before us and those who walk with us today. Nothing can break the love of God that has chosen to walk with us and with them. So yes, death, part of our living, brings sadness. Sometimes it comes much too early. Sometimes it comes too late. Sometimes we feel it as destruction. But these words carry with them a sense that life is greater than we will ever imagine. And as we remember today, in the lives that will be mentioned and in those that we carry with us when we light the candle, let us never, ever forget to give thanks for the difference they made in our lives, even for the times they drove us mad, because we probably drove them mad as well, so that's part of who we are and often why we love them. For this we give thanks to God. Today, the days to come, and forever. There is a neither or nor, yes. But it won't win, and it won't separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd invite you to join in singing once again, and followed this, we will be lighting the candles. Hymn 344, Guide Me, O Thy Great Jehovah. In the hearts and voices of many people, even if you aren't Welsh. But if you are Welsh, it's even more important. And like life, it crops up in the strangest of circumstances. 10 days ago, I was at with my daughter and some friends at Twickenham. And I was watching the Pumas South Africa rugby. There were 70,360 people. 70,000 of the South Africans, 360 probably were Argentine, and a few Welsh people. And they were very near where I was. Don't know why. But whenever something happened that they liked, they started singing, "Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me now and evermore." And I said to myself, I've heard this before, but never in the middle of a rugby match. And it just opened the door to feeling that there are certain things in life, a hymn, that can be sung, that can be remembered, that means something wherever, whenever. So carry that forward. It may be this hymn, it may be another, it may be a memory, something that we will bring closer to you today. But I will now think of Bread of Heaven, not only in church, but in Twickenham as well. In a few moments, I will read out the names of those who have died in the past year and whose service was conducted by Jeff Gleed or myself. As each name is read, a candle will be lit in the memory of that person. And during this time, the organ will play quietly. And when this time has finished, I will invite you to come forward and light a candle in memory of a loved one, even if their death occurred sometime back. It doesn't matter when one remembers with love. If you would like to light your own candle in memory of somebody that we have mentioned, please do so. Since our last service a year ago, there are 15 candles that will be lit. So now, take a time of silence, and I'll ask Martin and Liz, who will be helping in lighting candles, to come forward, please. Before God and in the company of the people of God, in thanksgiving, we remember the life of Freda Cox. John Leonard James Daniels. Vincent Elliott. Eleanor Glasby. Teresa Hartman. Myra Rosina Hartson. Hopkins. Brian Martin. Kevin Maroney. Keith Newman. Howard Payne. Terry Pidgeon. Are we running out of candles? We've got three more. One, two, three. Just let me. One, two, three. Betty Rowe. Gregory Tompkins. Hedley Waite. No, you will come forward if we have. If you'd like to come forward, we have candles here for you to light, and you can take, within reason, as many as you would like to. I have one more, which they've needed. Thank you. was just reminded that I did not mention John Palmer. That's more just than just one memory, or two memories, or 100 memories. Those candles there are a living testimony that life goes on beyond. And for this we are grateful. Save, O Lord, waking, guard us sleeping, the anthem which the choir will now sing for us. Time of the service, our prayers beyond ourselves and for the wider world. Let us pray. Loving God, there is a lot of sadness and fear going on in the world. Help us never to get used to it, that we may see that which is wrong. Help us to recognize all that the lives of others do to change situations to bring in a better world. As somebody once said, the greatness of the nations is measured by how they treat the least among them. And that's what Jesus' ministry was all about. Not always the people that were easy to get on with, not always those that were most lovable, but those who were in need. We pray, O Lord, that the intents of peace and justice in the Middle East become true. We pray for the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. We pray for Sudan. We pray for Afghanistan. We pray for those countries where there is turmoil. We pray for those countries or areas of the world that are preparing for elections. That the people all around may seek to bring peace and justice and love. We pray for all those whose lives are dedicated to alleviate that which goes on. Doctors and nurses, those nearby and those far away. For those in responding to urgencies, for the fire brigade, for the helicopter ambulances, for those who drive ambulances, doctors and nurses and carers. For teachers, for those in positions of responsibility and authority, Lord, that their aim may be truly to reach out to those who are in most need. We pray, O Lord, that the church everywhere may be a witness to love and may be a place where people find respect and guidance and understanding. We pray for family and friends nearby and far away. And we pray for all those things in life that happen which make us happier. For music, for poetry, for the books we read. For those who bring out the best in us. For those who are transformed by the way we live close to them. And we pray for all those who live in constant fear because of persecution and discrimination and hatred. For all those that remind us of the importance and value of human rights, economic rights, social rights. As each week we light both the peace candle and the Amnesty International candle, that it may guide our thoughts, our word, and our actions, as we do when the Bible is read and our prayers are said. To you, God, Creator, Sustainer, Jesus Christ, who gave life so that our life may be fulfilling, and the power of the Spirit that leads us. To you be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And just before we sing the final hymn, we share what we have been able to set apart for the time of the offering. thank you, dear God, for what we have received, that from all we have, we are able to set apart what is in the plate, or what we give in different ways, our time, our talents, that used under the guidance of the Spirit, they may make a difference in this world. Amen. And we share the words of the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Final hymn before the blessing, hymn 663, Love Divine or Love's Excelling. Carrying with us the love that we have received and the memories we share. And on this journey, may we feel that God walks with us. So the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you, with those you love, and with the people of God everywhere. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord through the people we meet everywhere. Amen.